Jack London died some 94 years ago, yet his writing continues to speak clearly and insightfully to contemporary readers. One such reader is Sanzar Sultanov, who drew on a trio of less famous London writings as the basis for his forthcoming debut feature film, Burning Daylight.
The film is essentially a 1920s drama, and it's about how people screw each other over for money. It sort of shows the human nature of duplicity that's been present throughout the ages. And with this film, I comment on today's society against the backdrop of the 1920s.
Based in Toronto, where his movie was shot, Sultanov read London's writing as a young man. Even though most of his books and stories are more than a century old now, Sultanov says they remain vital and surprisingly modern.
He wrote about human behavior and sort of our nature rather than certain events. And his dialogue to us seems contemporary. And just the way he describes certain people and the way that he describes certain people's actions, they're timeless. And today, and even in 100 years, I'm sure that his work will still stand because he was a visionary in his own way. He wrote about our behavior, very much like Shakespeare. He wrote about behavior rather than events.
In drafting his script for the film, Sultanov explains he stitched together elements from two London short stories, To Kill a Man and Just Meat, along with the novel that provided the title, Burning Daylight.
I was always a big fan of Jack London growing up, and I actually took three separate stories and adapted them into one and called the whole film Burning Daylight. Each part illustrates how this theme plays out in all the different levels of society. In part one, it's two low-life thieves. In part two, it's a middle-class woman and an elderly thief. And in part three, it's three Wall Street moguls that are sort of the J.P. Morgans, the Rockefellers of those times. And they're still playing each other and swindling each other for a buck.
But Sultanov admits it required a little creative license to blend them all into a single narrative.
What I did was I took one of the female characters in part two, and I adapted her into part one and into part three. So she essentially became the femme fatale of the film.
To prepare for the screenwriting process, Sultanov recalls doing some serious research into Jack London's history as well as his work.
I read excerpts from his biographies, did a lot of online research. It's very interesting. Some people's views on Jack London come from all angles. Some people really dislike him. Some people absolutely love him. And it was good to read his perspectives on life and try to adapt his themes into this film.
That process brought up some of London's more controversial ideas, which Sultanov found interesting, but not germane to his project.
There are some people that mentioned he had a lot of socialist views or anti-Asian views, but I don't share any of those beliefs. I try to stay away from those things because they had nothing to do with what I was trying to say.
Sultanov is currently preparing to submit Burning Daylight to several prominent film festivals. He's planning for a general commercial release of the film later this fall. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.